Hey guys, welcome to Serious Business. Woo!
Yay!
I'm Sarah.
I'm Steven.
I'm Sophia.
And yeah, this is our episode 3, I think. Episode 2 or 3, depending on...
It's 2.5, I think we'll call it. 2.5. No.
Wait, what?
1.5. 1.5. Because like the first one was kind of like...
I thought we already had 2 episodes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the first one was like a little snippet.
Oh, like, okay, yeah, we're
so
on
like
episode
half
2
an
or
episode,
3,
you know?
Whichever one.
Yeah, so welcome back. We missed you.
yeah, we haven't recorded in a while.
Yeah, okay, so we made this promise to ourselves that we were gonna, like, record every so often and then, like, post every so often, and then we just never followed through with that.
No, 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 my mom doesn't follow through.
What is that?
Like, I always tell my mom, well, I try to tell her things in advance, but it just doesn't work. Like, she gets so upset over, like, little things, and, like, just because she gets mad, she, like, cancels everybody's plans. It's so annoying. That's what happened.
Penny, I love it.
Man. Like, you know how we were supposed to record, like, a few days ago? That didn't happen because of my mom. Everything was fine the day before. And then she's like, you're not going. And I'm like, oh, you're fine.
No, yeah, so we wanted to have, like, a schedule for this, but then, like, it didn't work out. So we're gonna hopefully try to post every Tuesday or every other Tuesday. There's no way to tell if, like, we're gonna be able to meet up a certain week and, like, record so many and then post them whenever. So just look out on Tuesdays, I guess, is what we're gonna say.
Yeah, and I feel like we might pre-record a couple just so that, like, if we don't happen to get together, we can, like, have some reserved in advance.
Yes.
Like, I feel like that's a good idea, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And if, just, like, as a... like a precaution, when you're listening to it, if we, and I hope this doesn't happen, if we say things that, like, we said in the previous episode that are, like, a running joke, like, I'm sorry, it's because they're pre-recorded, so, like, we're just keeping on the same joke over and over and over, so we'll try not to do that, but there's no guarantees, so you'll just have to see every Tuesday, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay, also, I know this is, we said no serious business, but we wanted to say thank you very, very much for the warm reception.
Close.
The feedback that we got on the last episode, like 1.5 episodes. It was nice to listen to, or like have other people talk to us and tell us, like, wow, we really liked it. Like, can't wait to listen to more. It felt really good. So we hope we can do this for as long as we can. And,
yeah, I think it's fun.
It's a good time to record and to listen to it again and be like, I really talked about that.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my god. I was like, oh, yikes. Like, listening to my voice, I don't hate my voice. Mm-hmm. It's just knowing that other people are listening to it is weird. Because
yeah.
I feel like it's, we're just having a conversation between us three, but then we bring in, like, this fourth person that represents, like, 500 billion, 1,000 trillion. I don't even know my numbers. Can't do math.
Oh.
Like, so, I don't know. Like, thinking about that's kind of strange.
Yeah, but, yeah, for those of you who did listen, because I doubt it wasn't, what did you say?
500
billion, trillion.
500,000 billion, trillion, kasillion. I don't even know what I said.
Yeah, whoever listened to it, we do want to say thank you. We really appreciate it, and we hope that this gets bigger than it already is, because, like, we like talking to a larger audience.
Mm-hmm. You like talking to a larger audience.
Yeah.
I'm selfish. I love attention.
We love that, though.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't really think numbers matter very much. I just like having fun with you guys.
Exactly. This is an outlet for us to let out whatever we want to. And yes, we'll have like a, sometimes we'll talk about certain things that we want to talk about, but like, it's letting other people know a little side, like another side of us that we don't share that often.
Yeah, because like, honestly, I don't really talk to very many people outside of like a school situation, like an academic point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't talk about myself, so not very many people know me very well. Like, I don't even talk about myself very much here. It's all really vague. So,
yes.
Like, I feel like it's a better way to connect with somebody if they can just hear about you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so, we had an idea of what we wanted to talk about today, but then we scrapped that. So, instead, what we're gonna do is we're gonna just tell some stories, like the last time, just see where the conversation takes us, and where I want the conversation to take us first. After re-listening to the last episode, we figured out that Sophia never finished telling us what she ate at the buffet that she almost fought that little
That's
kid at.
That's right. Oh my
so
god.
So would you please enlighten us, Sophia? What did you eat there?
Okay, this is wild. The way I remember the things I eat, I vision in my head the plates. Because I don't just get one plate. I always get different plates and like different sizes of plates. Mm-hmm. So that day I remember getting 4 plates in total. So 2 of them were big and 2 of them were small.
Oh my god, me. I love 4 plates.
Wow.
I can't finish one, but like same.
Dude, I always tell myself that, and like my parents always tell me too. They're like, "Are you really gonna finish that?" I'm like, "Try me." Yes, of course I am. That's why I'm getting them, duh, like, you know? But mm-hmm. I always worry about that too. Like, I sometimes I get like a lot of plates. I'm like, am I really gonna finish it? But I always end up finishing. So you know what? That's why.
Oh my god! I'm just reminded. There's this like, you know, the mukbang videos, like the eating shows where they have like a bunch of food. There's like this girl that does it, and it's like this little tiny girl, and she has all of this food spread out in front of her, literally bigger than like her body, I swear.
Me.
And she eats all of it. She just sits there for like half an hour, and she finishes all of it. I'm like, where does it go? That's me with you.
You are blessed with a fast metabolism, and I'm jealous.
Yes, I'm sorry. I really do. I don't know. God gave it to me. I don't know. Whatever. So that day, let's see. The first plate I got, I had gotten huevos con chorizo, little weenies, a piece of ham, like 2 pieces of ham. Like, you know, during Thanksgiving, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, there's like this type of ham. I don't know.
Oh, like it's caramelized like ham.
Yeah, there we go. That ham, papitas, like, you know.
Okay, for those of you who are listening and don't understand what the heck Sophia just said, she had huevos con chorizo, right, is what you said?
Eggs and sausage. It's like a type of spicy-ish. It's not really spicy, but it's like spiced sausage mixed with eggs and papas or potatoes.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, I'll try to... Okay. What else did I have? Okay, I had 2 pancakes. I had 4 tacos de barbacoa. It's like
holy
this type
moly.
Of meat.
Barbacoa is cow tongue, I think.
Is it? No, I don't think so.
Can you look that up, please?
No, barbacoa literally means barbecue, doesn't it? Or like, no brisket.
Brisket.
Barbacoa is brisket.
Yeah, there we go. But it's like lean. I don't know.
It doesn't have as much fat, but brisket doesn't have very much to begin with.
Exactly.
It's just like Mexican brisket, probably.
Yeah, basically. What else? Pozole. I got a bowl of pozole.
Pozole is like a spicy, it's honestly not spicy.
It's not spicy.
But
it's
like red soup with hominy. They're like giant pieces of corn, but it's hominy, so it's different.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like pork
or
it's chicken.
Yeah.
And if it's chicken, it's usually green.
Mm-hmm.
Red is pork. Yay!
It's delicious.
And you can add spices like onion, cilantro.
Oh yeah, you can add literally whatever you want.
What else did I eat? Beans, of course. Beans, rice. What else? It was like brown. Oh, gordita. Like, I couldn't think about
brown.
It. Like, it was like, how can you explain a gordita? It's like...
Gordita is made of masa. Oh my god, masa is like dough.
It's kind of it's like tortillas, but like a big fat tortilla.
It's
like
a
layers.
Thick.
I don't know.
It's like a thick tortilla, but it's and it has fillings inside. It's kind of like it's like
empanada?
A hot pocket. Like a hot pocket, but made with a different type of dough and it's round.
Yeah.
And
this one's filled
beef.
With beef and like other stuff too. That and then what else? Oh, bacon. And, but, like, bacon, it was, like, 2 pieces. I don't know. They were kind of small.
Oh, so healthy.
I love how you have not mentioned 1 fruit or vegetable.
Because I didn't get any. Ew. Oh, what did I get? Oh, for drink, I got a Jamaica, right? And
Jamaica's, like, tea made of flower petals.
Basically. Yeah. And it had a cherry. I remember giving it to my mom, because obviously I didn't. No, like, on the, you know how they usually give you a drink and it has, like, a slice of orange? Like, in the
lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Lemon.
No, like, orange and lemon.
Sometimes they have orange, lemon.
When do they have an orange?
When like a agua fresca?
Yeah.
There we, I know what you're
talking
about. Okay.
So it had a cherry, and I'm like, oh, I don't want it. So I gave it to my mom. I didn't eat it, of course. But, yeah, that was my breakfast. It was really good.
and then
desserts. Well, I said in the last episode, it was, like, this little...
Concha.
No, not concha. It was, like, a little cookie.
Maria,
the galleta, and it was filled with chocolate, and it had a bonbon. A little marshmallow. And it looked like a little Mad Hatter hat. It was super cute. That's what I ate. And, oh, these, like, you know, bizcochos?
Yes.
Kind of? Ooh. Yeah.
They're just like a cookie with sugar on it. It's, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like little dry cookies.
Yeah.
They're delicious, though. Mm-hmm. They're good.
I ate like 4 of those, and then that's
fair. Oh my god, you're like, that's it. Like, I had so little. We just listed that for like, I don't know how long, 5 minutes?
Yep. Yeah.
We talked about your food.
And I got up 4 times, like for, yeah.
Like, wow. Yeah. All of that is making me sound like it's like my stomach is grumbling. I'm really hungry right now.
And I mix up like the weirdest combinations. Like I'd have like salty and then like something sweet, or like I don't know. It's just
don't even remind me. Oh my god, there was this one time where my little brother, oh my god, he's so gross. Like just with his food habits when he was little, like I remember he would have chicken nuggets and ketchup and sugar and strawberries. Like that's like a normal combination thing, right? But he accidentally mixed the the ketchup with the strawberry, and he was like, I'll just eat it, like whatever. So he eats the ketchup with the strawberry, and he's like, that's not that bad, let me try chicken nugget with sugar on it. So he takes the chicken nugget and he eats it with the sugar and the strawberries with the ketchup. He liked it, and I thought it was the most disgusting thing I had ever heard of, but I mean, don't knock it until you try it.
I still have
never
said that.
I have never tried it, but I, like, the thought grosses me out. I just really don't want to try it at all.
Chicken nuggets covered in sugar, not what we needed.
No, that reminds me of the, I was talking to you guys about this, when we went to, what was it, hot dog?
On a stick.
On a stick.
Hot dog on a stick, yes.
Yeah. I don't see the appeal of, like, getting a corn dog from the mall, but, like, you do you, sis. They like it, so
it's
okay. I
love corn dogs. Yeah.
So, there's these corn dogs that are, like, they're called hot dogs. So, it's, like, it's basically, like, a giant, like, it's like a mozzarella stick, but with a hot dog inside of it. You know, like a wiener inside the, you know?
Oh, no.
So, please don't make an innuendo out of that. Please don't.
I wasn't.
Do it.
You did that on your own.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's like a weenie dog, and then it's covered in cheese, and then it has, like, the dough on top, you know? But then it has, like, crushed chips or, like, crushed uncooked ramen or, like, other stuff. Oh. And they cover it in sugar.
What?
Holy moly!
And then you like cover it with ketchup and mustard.
My heart just stopped.
And, like, dude, honestly,
I don't like mustard.
Not out of pleasure.
Like, it looks really good. It looks really good. I can't eat the cheese ones.
Oh, surprise, you're lactose intolerant.
I'm not lactose intolerant.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to trigger you. What are you?
I am triggered. I'm allergic to milk. There's a really big difference. Okay, listen.
Oh my god. The apologist for milk.
I'm about to go off and explain this. Okay, so.
Please do.
Lactose intolerance means that you're like intolerant to the actual sugar that is found in milk, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the lactose, like glucose, fructose, lactose. So you can't have that. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it messes with your stomach because you don't have the enzyme to break down lactose. So that's why you get like stomach aches, whatever. I don't have lactose intolerance. I'm allergic to the actual protein in the milk.
I believe you.
Like,
that's not the
problem. I get itchy skin. Oh my god. No, I don't have stomach problems. My skin gets itchy and I break out after. Like, it's horrible. I like itch all over my face and my arms, and then I break out for like a week and I'm like, sis. Oh, I had like one gummy bear with a gummy bear with like cream in it, you know? It was really gross. I had like one bite and I was like, this is disgusting.
And then she immediately bloated.
I died.
Yeah.
I died. Oh my god.
Oh no.
How do we always get into food on this podcast?
Oh wait, let me I just remembered, I also had chilaquiles. Red chilaquiles. Those
how
are basically
chilaquiles
are like, you know, tortilla chips.
I love tortilla chips.
They're like tortilla chips. They're just like soggy.
Yeah,
like
they're
tomato
like
sauce,
the
right?
Sauce.
Like,
yeah,
not tomato sauce.
It's kind of like a tomato sauce. Yeah.
Uh huh.
And then it's covered in cheese.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
good. It's like a Mexican pizza, kind of, if you think about it. Just without dough. So literally not a pizza.
Or pepperonis.
So literally not a pizza.
Yeah, I also had that too. I remember, because I remember seeing something red. You know how I tell you I visualize something? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I remember something red, and that's what it was.
To the hot dog thing that I was talking about. Okay, so they're like gigantic corn dogs, and they're covered in sugar, but they look so good because they're like so crunchy, and it's just so satisfying. Like, I want to eat one so bad.
How do you feel about like vegan? No, not even vegan cheese, because that probably.
Honestly, I want to try it. I've never had vegan cheese, and if I can eat vegan cheese, Like, I can make pizza.
The possibilities are endless.
I know. Okay.
Like, I can make stuff.
Guess what we gotta do? We gotta go take you to Sprouts. We gotta take you to... Yeah. What's that other place?
Whole Foods?
Whole Foods.
Dude, Whole Foods I've never is, like, been. Far away from here, though. It's from like on where the other we live, side of
it's,
town.
It's far. But it's worth it, I think.
I've never been.
Like, oh. Sprouts is
Oh, you would hate it. Yeah? You would hate it. It's all healthy stuff.
Well, no, actually, isn't there, like, I like a
restaurant?
It.
Not a restaurant, but
like, yeah, it's like... It's like a little cafe or something like that. Oh. I don't know how to describe it.
Is it all healthy stuff?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. You're good. You can just go hang out in that area.
Dude, wow. I had vegan ice cream from Whole Foods. I literally traveled to Whole Foods. I don't even know how long it took me. Like, 45 minutes? Half an hour?
Yeah, like half an hour.
Like, half an hour to get to the Whole Foods on the other side of town. And I was like, do y'all have vegan ice cream? He's like, I don't know. You can go check it out, though. I was like, sis, I swear to God, if you don't have vegan ice cream, I just came all the way over here for nothing.
Wow.
They had an entire wall. And I was like...
What flavor did you get?
Sarah's soul ascended.
Dude, soul went yeet.
No.
Dude, my soul, like, flew to the next astral plane, and I saw so much ice cream. I hadn't eaten ice cream in 2 years. I was like, oh my God. Okay, so there was chocolate. There was, like, Rocky Road. There was vanilla, like, just straight vanilla bean. There was... peanut butter and like others. Oh my God, there was cookie dough ice cream. I was like, oh, bless. Oh my God, it was the best.
Well, how did your body react to it?
Oh yeah,
it was fine. It doesn't have any milk in it. It's vegan means no milk, no animal products.
I don't think that's what vegan means.
Vegan means no animal products.
Okay, but you said no milk. That just means
I said no milk, no animal products.
Okay, I believe you. We're all good. Don't fight me.
I'm trying to slap him.
Man, this tension between you two.
Me and Sarah have been arguing him. All day long. For the past week, it's just been a stare down between me and Sarah.
Oh my God, I just need to fight you.
Like. That's fair. We'll set that up. Well, a podcast, but just me and Sarah fighting. So you just hear the sounds of...
Yeah.
like pow, pow.
We'll look into that.
Pow, pow. Oh my God.
We'll have to schedule it.
What flavor did you get?
All of them. No, like, not all of them.
She just came into her.
Oh my God, Sugar Daddy hit me up. Literally, though, Sugar Daddy hit me up. Okay, but...
Stop.
Okay, but it was like, I don't even know. They weren't that expensive either. They were like $3 per little thing.
That's fair.
That's, like, less than an Albertsons. Okay, but I got, like, I don't even know. I got, like, 5.
Oh, wow.
They were so
My
good.
Mom would never live.
They have some, like, Albertsons now. Like, Albertsons is exploring. Maybe, no, probably not Walmart.
They're trying to compete
but...
with Sprouts.
Yeah, exactly. So just head on over to Albertsons and be like, y'all got vegan ice cream?
Dude, Thank no. You. That's, like, where all the abuelitas shop. I always see the little abuelitas. I'm like, I love you.
But they walk so slow.
I know.
No, people walk the slowest in Walmart.
Huh? Yeah, that's true. They, like, stroll.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You walk fast time. Going into Walmart, and then it's just like, oh, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, it's like time slows.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
But also, I don't go grocery shopping anymore. Like, my parents are like, y'all want to come?
I've
like,
given
no.
up, yeah.
I do homework. I'm just like, you go buy
stuff.
It must
be nice to do homework. I just do nothing, you know?
So, no, when I got the vegan ice cream, like, I'm going back to it just because I'm so hungry and I'm thinking about it.
I'm sorry I didn't feed you. Wait. I'll get you something right now.
No, I got into my car, and as I was driving, like, back on my way to my side of town, I ate the ice cream with a spoon. No, I took, like, one of the tubs. I think
That's
it was,
fair.
Like, chocolate. It was chocolate, but it was, like, fudgy chocolate, and it had, like, salted fudge. I was like, oh, my God. Y'all outdid yourselves on this one. I had a spoon, because I asked the guy, like, at the counter. I was like, do you guys have spoons? Like, please, just give me a spoon. And I was like, he, like, gave me one. I was like, thank you. Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
On my way home, I ate the ice cream. I got, like, halfway through one of the tubs. But remind, it's, like, a pint. It's not, like, a giant thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, it was the most satisfying thing I have ever done in my entire life. Like, just eating ice cream. It was so rich after so long.
Wow.
I'm so
I
hungry.
Love that. That makes me happy.
I know, like, I'm happy that you found something.
Uh-huh.
Now all I need is vegan cheese.
Oh.
They have it. I just heard it taste, like, not good.
There's, like, I was researching.
Oh.
So I was like, I really want vegan cheese and I don't know where they sell it. And it was like, I don't even know. What was it made out of? Almond milk or something?
Ew, almond milk is gross.
Okay, but listen, like you shouldn't drink milk on its own anyways. Like, regular cow milk. That's gross.
That's just nasty.
I like milk.
Oh,
you're,
I don't.
Oh, sis. No wonder. You're gross.
No wonder what?
No wonder you're gross. He looks so offended. No, I just hate milk. Milk is just so nasty, like, to be
I'm sorry. It must be so hard for you.
I'm sorry.
The struggle is so real.
We're just, like, fighting this whole time.
Oh, my God.
Sophia's scared.
Okay,
she's
before
cowering.
We start arguing anymore, we're moving away from food. We're done with food.
So, we'll come back to it.
Yes.
Eventually.
No, no. We're done. Okay, I can't say that we're done with it, but... Okay. We're going to move into actual stories, okay? Yes?
Does anyone have
stories?
Right,
okay. The first thing I wrote down... And I know they, as soon as I say this, they'll know what it is. Las enchiladas. Do y'all know the story?
Yes!
I had to think about it for a second. And then when I saw Sophia.
The ones that I ate? I was like, what? No, no, I get it.
This has to be one of my favorite stories of all time.
Mine too.
My friend, our friend, Gigi, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry that I'm about to expose you, but.
Exposed!
I don't know the specific details about what happened, but. When we were at school, we went to lunch. Like, we ate in the cafeteria. But Gigi had to stay behind for... I have no idea why.
It was like a meeting, no?
No, maybe she was... Like, she had to make up an assignment or something. I don't know. But Gigi came back 10 minutes... No, not 10 minutes. Like, a minute before, like, we were supposed to go back to class after lunch. She gets her food, and she runs to the table, because she knows she has, like, a limited amount of time. And immediately, her friends just start to yell, "Go, Gigi, go!" And I was, like, I turned around from my lunch table, and I was like, what are they yelling at her about? She scooped the entire, like, there was 3 enchiladas on her plate. She ate all 3 in 10 seconds.
At the same time.
How is that humanly possible?
How? Funny.
Why?
I wasn't there to witness this, but
you should have been there.
They were laughing so hard telling me this. I was like, oh my God, it must have been a sight.
Our teacher came and was cheering her on.
Yeah.
She's weird though. Oh my God.
That was funny though.
I wish that the audience could have been there to experience what it was like in the moment to be rooting for someone to shovel down 3 enchiladas in 10 seconds. It was one of my favorite moments of all time.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, that school was wild, though.
We're not getting into that. Next story. All right. Y'all want to share, please?
Honestly, last, like, thing... I feel like I've been talking, fam. Just keep saying stuff, Sophia.
You've been so quiet this
Speak
episode.
Up.
So
I'm
quiet.
Tired. It's because I went to eat before coming to record
this.
That's
per usual.
Yeah, obviously. And I'm, like, kind of tired. I mean, that always happens, though. After I eat, like, a lot, I get so tired. Yeah, basically. When you were talking about chocolate... Sorry, I'm going to go back into food again for just a moment. I got a chocolate milkshake. It was really good.
I really miss those. Oh, my God.
You can make your own. Like,
I envy your metabolism. Like,
yeah, my mom does too.
Dude, if you just eat more, like, small meals.
just eat more. Life hack.
No, like, eat small meals throughout the day. Your body has to work to burn them, so it, like, speeds up over time.
I've tried it, and then I get hungry.
Not big meals throughout the day. Like, small meals, like, every 2 hours. Yeah, or not every 2 hours, but, like, you know?
Every 2 hours. No. Okay. I had another story that I wanted to discuss. Sarah, I need you to explain this story.
Oh my God, what is it?
I wrote this down on a piece of paper so I wouldn't forget. Sarah kills the ducks?
Oh my God. No.
That's so cute.
Okay.
I haven't heard this story in years and I can't wait to hear it again.
And I have my story too.
Okay. Write it down.
No, oh I remember.
Sarah, please go and tell us.
So when I was little, like, over the course of my life, I've had a lot of, like, random animals.
Yes.
Like, chickens, ducks, rabbits, guinea pigs, fish, like, I don't know, like, random things,
she
but normal pets.
No, I don't.
Oh my God, what else did I have? Like, turtles. I had turtles and frogs, dogs, cats. Like, I don't know, I just had a lot of pets.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, when I was, I want to say I was, like, 4. Maximum 4 years old. We had ducks or chickens.
I shouldn't be laughing.
Honestly, I don't know if they were ducks or chickens. I think they were probably chicks. Okay.
I think they were chicks. I just put ducks because I didn't know.
Yeah, so they were like little chickens, and we got them around Easter time, I want to say. So I
How
think,
fitting. Yeah.
I think they like inject like a coloring into the egg, so that they come out like a different color. I don't know how humane that is, but I mean, I wasn't a part of this. I'm sorry, guys. PETA, don't come for me.
They're not gonna come for you. They don't even know that this exists.
You never know, sis. Okay, true. So we had like a pink one, a yellow one, like obviously a yellow one, a blue one, a green one. Like we just had all these different colors of the rainbow of ducks or like mm-hmm. chickens or whatever they were. And I thought that the blue one needed a bath. So I got a little bowl and I filled it with water and I took it to my garage because I was going to give the little chicken a bath. So I go back into my backyard and I pick up the little blue chicken. It's like I was 4 years old and it was smaller than my hand, so like
holy moly,
it was really tiny. So this little duck, I take him and I take him to my garage and I put him in the bowl. He doesn't like the bowl. He doesn't like the water. He's trying to get out of the water. But I push him back into it with my finger because I'm like, no, you're dirty. You need a bath. Like, come on, get into the bowl. I drowned him. I killed the chicken.
May he rest in peace.
I killed the chicken. I was a murderer at 4 years old. I killed the chicken.
You killed a duck and got away with it.
And I don't even know how, like, we fixed it or how. Like, I just remember doing that. But I don't remember what happened afterwards. Like, I literally don't remember if I got in trouble for it. I don't remember what happened to the body of the chicken.
Don't say the body of the chicken.
Like, I don't remember what happened. No. But there were other colors, right?
Yes.
I didn't kill those, if you're thinking that. No, I didn't, okay? But the cats from our neighbors came over and they would, like, take them out of the cage and eat them.
Oh, that's so sad.
I was feeding the neighbor's cats. Fun.
Wow. So may they rest in peace.
All those little chickens honestly died. But this, I
didn't mean to laugh. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. That was just funny the way that like 4 year old Sarah's mind was thinking to like, you need a bath. Get back
in the water. I thought he needed a bath because he was blue and water is like colored blue. It's really not like water is blue, but duck is mind. Blue. It needs a bath.
Wow.
That love was that. Not fun.
I'm so proud of you. Good job.
I didn't realize it was dead.
Oh, that got morbid. Oh, oh,
I really didn't realize it was dead. I thought it was like asleep.
You're like, good night. And then you kiss it.
Shit. Wow.
I feel really bad. I like want to cry. Okay.
No, don't cry.
Me too.
Okay, you were going to say something. We're moving on so Sarah doesn't cry.
I have a similar story too.
that little giggle scares me.
So I'm the same with you. When I was younger, my grandfather used to give me and my cousin and my sister a bunch of animals. We had lots of dogs, turtles, chicks. We also had chicks too. We never had guinea pigs though. We had rabbits and like a shit ton of fish. Anyway, so there was this time where I had like a turtle, but it was like those baby turtles, right? Like the little
small ones. I love it. Yeah. Sophia, no. I love baby turtles.
Well, look, listen up, kiddos.
You'll kill it. Yeah. I swear. Oh my God. Oh my God. That was too sudden. Did you kill it? Yeah.
I did. But let me explain. So this little turtle, I had it in a little aquarium, right? Mm-hmm. And in this little aquarium, there was a little plastic palm tree.
Oh, dear God.
No.
Wait, hold on.
No.
In the morning, I wake up, right? And obviously, I went in the morning to go feed my little turtle. I'm like, oh, here's your food. And then I went downstairs to go eat my breakfast. So, I ate, right? I come back upstairs. And I see that my turtle didn't eat its food. So, I'm like, is it dead? Oh my gosh. But like,
I love how the immediate conclusion you draw is it's dead.
I thought it was dead. So I was like, oh no, like I don't know how it died, whatever. So I was getting scared. So I get the little plastic palm tree and I start tapping its shell. So I'm like, Mr. Turtle, like wake up. Like, are you dead?
Mr. Turtle. Mr. Turtle. Oh my God.
So I started like poking it. And I'm like, this. And I'm getting like as I'm getting more scared because obviously it wouldn't come out, but it was inside a shell, you know? But it was getting more obvious.
Pushing.
Yeah, I was like pushing it more. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's not waking up. It's dead. So I ended up stabbing the turtle, like the plastic palm tree went through the shell. And that's it. But the strange thing was, there was no blood. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't know how that happened. Like, literally, you just heard the the plastic palm tree, like, just going through. And then I was like, oh, no. I killed it. And then I remember running downstairs and, like, crying to my grandma. I'm like, maté la tortuga. And I was so scared. And my grandma, she's like, pues ni modo, like, what are we gonna do? Like, you killed it. She just threw it in the trash can.
No!
Pina's gonna kill us. We're going down.
I know.
Oh my god.
But you know what the wild thing is? 2 weeks later, my grandfather got me 2 other turtles.
Oh my god, yeah. Kill one, 2 more. No,
dude, but the thing about these other 2 turtles that I got, they were bigger and one of them was fast. Like, you know how, like, we have, like,
god.
People say, like, oh my god, turtles are slow.
Turtles
no,
run
no,
fast.
Fuck that. They run so fast. I lost one because they ran, like, out of the garage. And out of the water.
You couldn't outrun a turtle?
I thought it was having fun because I was taking care of this.
I think this is something about the state of your athleticism.
Hey, no. As a kid, I used to be so athletic. In my backyard, my grandfather taught me how to play. Like, our backyard was literally a park. I used to play golf, volleyball, archery. He taught me how to use, like, an actual arch or whatever.
Arrow?
Yeah. Bone arrow, yes.
An
tennis. Not basketball. Basketball was, like, at my cousin's house because he had, like, the hoop thing. I don't know.
The hoop.
Like, football, soccer. Like, man, I was athletic as a kid. Shut up. But, nah. It's because I was taking care of the other turtle because I had it at the table. And, like, if I didn't see it, it would, like, fall out. Like, fall off of the table. So, I just kind of let it go. And I thought it would come back. It never came back. So, yeah.
Why would it come back?
I don't know.
I just remembered a story. Okay, as if PETA isn't gonna, like, attack us anymore than what we've already, like, made our case
hey,
out to be.
Hey, I made a case with veganism. I support you, PETA.
No,
with the
I
veganism
support you
100%.
Thing. Okay, PETA's not listening. They may be, but as of right now, they're not.
No, but honestly, I don't support
should
their
we be
Instagram
sponsored?
Page.
Should we be sponsored by PETA?
No, I don't like their Instagram
up.
Page. Oh my god,
what?
Their Instagram
I've
page
never
is
seen
full
that.
Of, like, oh, like, yikes.
Okay,
I've
anyway, so,
PETA, don't contact us.
Back to animal death. When I was little, me and my older sister, okay, this is gonna sound, like, so, like, oh, like a childish thing to do, like, what a, like, oh, like, how adorable for, like, kids to do this. Me and my sisters used to collect butterflies.
That's,
like, there's, like, a little net.
But you would kill them, like, if you touch them. Yeah.
Hold up, there's 2 stories
oh
I have to
God.
Say. No, okay, so we'd get, the, like, in a net, so, like, if we saw a butterfly in our backyard in our old house, we would scream, like, come outside, we found a butterfly! And
that's
they're, like,
cute,
the little
though.
White ones. Yeah, like, it
but
was...
But what, me and my sister used to, like, always try to get them. Never worked.
We
were too we
would catch some sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
but, like, we would be as, like, humane as possible to these creatures. Because, mm-hmm. like, we liked them. But, again, we were 5 years old. So, we had this little cage that we would put them in. Because it was, like, you transfer, like, because you attach the net to the, like, cage, and then you open it, and then you, like, lock it, and then you put it away. Which reminds me, do y'all remember that, like, habitat for butterflies?
That's literally what I was writing down, a butterfly habitat. Because I used to have one, like, you know, where you, like, order the, what are they, like, the little bugs, the larvae?
Yeah.
And then they make cocoons, and then you let them out. I used to do that.
I used to see those commercials on TV, and my mom, she's like, I'm never buying you that.
I used to cry when I would watch it, because I was like, they never come back home.
No, I liked it. I let them go and they were like, da-da-da, da-da-da.
That's exactly what happened. No, yeah, so we would wake up the next morning and be like, how are our butterflies doing? Dead.
Oh.
Just on the floor of the
cage.
Oh
my, you didn't feed them?
We didn't get rid of the other butterflies. So there was just a bunch of dead butterflies. And then, like, whenever another one would die, we'd just leave it in there.
So there was, like,
a
floor.
Ew.
Instead of dead leaves. It's dead butterflies.
Yeah, we weren't.
Oh my god.
We would do the same thing with worms. Because we had, like, worms in our backyard. I like worms. I was, like that backyard kid when I was growing up, right?
Yeah.
And we had worms, like, that would hide out under, like, this, like, large patch of rocks in our old house. And they would hide, and we'd, like, lift the rocks and we'd be like, there's a worm! And then we'd, like, try to, like, dig it up. Not, like, hurt it, of course. Like, like, go around it and, like, scoop up some dirt and the worm.
Yeah.
And we'd put it in, like, one of those, like, plastic, like, the hard pencil, like, pencil boxes that you, like, snap shut.
No.
And we'd come back and they'd be dead. Because we forgot.
Yeah.
A dead worm?
It needs...
Shriveled up? Oh no.
But
that
it
is
oxygen.
I know, but we didn't think about that.
Oh man. Dude, that reminds me also, like, as a kid, I was always in the backyard, but instead of collecting worms, I used to collect roly polies.
Oh,
I love roly polies.
But, like, mine actually, like, I remember once getting, like, a lot of them and, like, having, I, like, put them in the little plastic cup too, or whatever. But I had put, like, a little bit of water and, like, dirt. Mm-hmm. They actually survived for one day, but then the next day, dead.
I used to do things with snails. Like, yeah. You know how when it rains, the snails come out, and there's, like, 5 million snails all over the place? I swear to God, they're always in my front and backyard.
I've never seen a snail up close.
Me either.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
No, take us to your house right now.
Let alone, like, touch one. Like, I've never seen one, like, super close.
They're always at my house. Always. And, like, when I was little and it would rain, I would go outside with, like, a bucket. Like, you know the painter's buckets? Like, oh, the big white ones with the metal handle? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would put, like, sticks in them and, like, leaves and stuff on the bottom. And
that's
I would
so precious. Outside. Oh, yeah. I know.
I would go outside and I would collect the snails.
That's such
and
a,
and I would put
like,
them in the little bucket. And I'd, like, walk around my neighborhood and I'd, like, sell them to my neighbors. Oh, my God. But I wouldn't give them for money. I'd just be like, do you want a snail? Aww. They would be like, so okay, cute. And they would, like, take one, and, I mean, obviously, they put it down, like, they didn't take it into their house, but, like, I would keep snails sometimes, like, as little pets, and then I'd let them out after, like, a day, and I'd put them back.
Oh, my God,
that's
so cute.
I love snails. Like, everybody hates snails and thinks they're, like, really gross and, like, slimy. And
I don't think so.
But they're honestly, cute. I love them. They're so, they're, like, so little, and they're so sweet, and, like, I just put them on my hand, and I let them do whatever they want, and then I put them back.
Wow.
I just love them so much. They're like little friends, and it's so cute.
I love how this turned into animal talk.
Can I talk about something like bad?
Oh, just like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's just gonna ruin my little snail purity from
so sorry. That's so cute though. But it's still on the topic of animals though. So my cousin, when she was about 4 years old, I was like six, I don't know. My grandfather came and he brought us little chicks, right? So
why do the chickens always die?
Man, I don't know. Just hear me out. So we were in our backyard, and this was the day my grandfather got us the chicks, right? Mm-hmm. So we were outside, I was playing with mine, I was like, la la la. Like, I had in our little fountain, like, it didn't have water. So it was just like dry, and I just like let it there because I didn't want it to like leave or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just left it in there so it can like roam around, whatever. I see my cousin get her little chick, walk up our balcony, because we had a balcony. She starts walking up, I'm yelling at her, and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, the chick's gonna fly. I was like, hell no. So I start running after her. I'm like, no, don't do anything. But I was too late. She got to like the end of the balcony, and she's like, fly bird. And she threw it off the balcony, and bird, all you hear,
no.
And all you hear is like the boom, like in the floor, and it died. It was the worst thing ever, and I thought it was my fault. Like, I remember crying, not even her. She's like, oh, did it die? And I was like, yes, it died. I remember just bawling my eyes out. I'm like, I was too late. I could have saved it, but I did it. And my grandma, she's like, it's fine. Like, it wasn't your fault. And I'm like, yeah, it was. And it was horrible. It was the day of, and then my grandfather, he's like, oh, well, at least you have yours. I'm like, yeah. And I was so scared, because then my cousin, like, she's like, oh, can I play with yours? I'm like, no. No. Anyway.
No. It's like the Satan thing where you make a cross with your fingers.
Literally. Oh,
that reminds me. I have, like, several stories about pigeons.
Oh.
Me too. I have a story too, but like, go first.
Okay, so the first one, I'm going to start with, like, the one when I was little. Okay, so when I was little, we had a, like, really tiny, you know, like, the toddler swing sets?
Yes!
We
yes,
had
yes.
that in my backyard.
Me
so
too.
I was with my abuelita outside. And I was, like, swinging on the little swing thing with my little legs. I think I was two or three.
How do you remember?
Did you just say my little leg?
Yes.
You only have one?
What's
my little legs. My little legs. No, I'm like 90% sure I said leg.
And I literally went, hold up.
No, rewind. I think I said legs. Please.
Call her bluff, someone, please. Yeah. If you're listening to this, please call her bluff.
I swear. Okay, but anyways, so I was swinging on a little swing with my abuelita. Well, she wasn't with me. She was like sitting there next to me. With my little legs, I'm swinging, and this bird flies overhead. I'm like 2 or 3 years old. My leg is like in the straight position. You know how you kick and then bring it back? So I was kicking. This bird flies over me and it poops right on top of my leg.
So sorry.
On my leg. And I look down.
That's so gross.
And I scream. I screamed so I remember so vividly how it felt. It was so disgusting. Oh my
That's
god.
So funny.
My abuelita was just laughing, but she went and she grabbed a rag and she cleaned it. But I was screaming. Oh my god.
Wow.
Terrible.
Yeah. Horrible.
My second story.
Oh, please.
About pigeons.
Oh no.
Okay, so I went to a different middle school for like 2 years than them.
Yeah, she went yeet and she took off and then we met again.
Yeah, so I think it was like seventh grade, like the second semester of seventh grade, I was in a different school. And I was walking home this one day. I like some days I would walk and some days I wouldn't. But I was walking home and there was this time where these boys were throwing rocks at the pigeons. If y'all are listening, I remember this. I remember your faces. I don't remember your names, but I remember your faces. Damn. They were throwing rocks at the pigeons. They managed to hit one of them. And the pigeon immediately starts flapping, like, like, he's, like, flapping, but she's, like, flapping in circles, going backwards. Like, in a vertical circle, going backwards, like, flapping. And I think it's gonna kill itself if it keeps doing that. So I'm like, oh, my God, like, I have to save it. Because they're just staring at it. Like, what did we do? Like, they don't know what they just did. Like, they weren't laughing, but they managed to do this. So I, like, put down all my stuff, my lunchbox, and I walk over to the bird. And I pick it up in my bare hands. I pick up a pigeon. I don't know that many people have managed to do that, but like in my defense, it was like debilitated.
Yeah.
And it just like stops. It like freezes. It's like, what is it? Oh my god. And so I pick it up and I'm like, it's okay. And I like fix its wing or whatever. And it's like in my hands. And these boys are like, oh my god, are you a bird tamer? Do you have experience with birds? And I'm like, no. And I turn around. Wow. I get my stuff. I don't know how I managed to get my stuff because, like, I put it down to grab this bird, but I did. Yeah, and then I start walking home with this bird in my hands. Oh, I'm like, I'm going to feed it something when I get home. I'm going to see if it can fly or whatever. And so as I'm, like, adjusting myself because I, like, grabbed my books with my elbows.
Wow.
So I'm, like, adjusting my stuff, and I guess my thumb moves. And the bird goes whoosh, and it flies away. And I'm like, oh, yay! Wow. So I grabbed a bird with my bare hands.
That's what an amazing story.
Love that.
Okay, no more ruining it. There's no more animal death. We're leaving it on that. That was beautiful, Sarah.
It flew away into the sunset. Actually, it flew onto the roof of another house. But, like, I saw it, and I said bye.
My pigeon story wasn't that bad. When I was, like, 3 or 4. I went downtown with my grandfather because my grandfather always loved going downtown and just like walking around, like, I don't know, the little stores. I remember, oh god, like, I'm still so scared. Oh, okay, so he was sitting down reading his newspaper, right? And he always like falls asleep reading newspapers. Like, I just remember that so vividly. But he gave me like little, not popcorn, but like, I don't know, some things to feed the pigeons, right?
Oh, like bird seeds?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, basically. Okay. So he gives me a little bag. He's like, here, go feed the pigeons. I'm like, okay. So I start walking, right? And, like, so keep in mind, there's already, like, 20 pigeons, like, just on the floor. I'm like, oh, hi. So I start, like, throwing stuff, right? And then they start getting near. I'm like, oh, yes, here, like, eat, whatever. And more start coming. I'm like, oh, wow, I don't think I'm gonna have enough. So I start giving more. I'm like, oh, no, I'm running out. And I remember yelling at my grandfather. I'm like, do you have more? He was asleep. I was like, oh, no. More pigeons start coming. And I'm like, I don't have any more. So I throw, like, the little bag to the floor. And I start running, but they all follow after me. And I was attacked by pigeons. It was so scary. Like, oh, I just remember, like, hearing the flaps so near me. And I'm like, get away. And I'm just running in the little, like, plaza or whatever. It was so scary. Long story short, my grandfather woke up and he was just laughing at me. And I was like, oh my god. And yeah,
you made it rain bird seed.
That's tiny Sophia funny. Running away from pigeons.
Oh, it was horrible. Like,
it's so funny.
That's why when I see like more than like 10 pigeons together, I get scared. I'm like, this is not happening.
Oh my god, flashback to one of our acquaintances.
What Okay, Sarah's mouthing something to me. I'll have her tell me later. Does anybody else have anything they want to say? Because we're not ready to wrap up just yet.
You?
I don't have anything. Really? I mean, I have stuff, but like I can't remember anything. Like, let me look around my room. We're in my room currently. And hold up. Oh, no. Okay, so I love going to... No. Okay, never mind. We're skipping over that. I wish I could edit out this entire part. We're not going to do that. I'm so sorry you had to listen to this.
Bloopers.
No, this isn't going to be a blooper. This is... I said blooper. Weird. Okay, yeah. Forget this whole little conversation we just had ever happened. You need to stop. Okay, does anybody have anything they want to say?
Oh my god, I just realized that it's like really... Like, I never knew that it was weird to like pickles, you know? Like, I used to hate pickles. Like, I used to be like, oh my god, pickles are so disgusting.
They are.
But, like, it's okay now. Like, I like them as long as they're not whole pickles. You know, I like, the, what are they, like, the quartered pickles, you know? And there was this one time where I saw something, I was like, dude, at this time, I was starving. I was like, there's no food in my house. All I have is pickles and peanut butter and tortillas, like, whatever. And so...
Peanut butter and tortillas? Wait, what?
I had absolutely nothing in my fridge is basically what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, you know what? I'm really hungry. I'm just going to cover a pickle with peanut butter.
Isn't that a thing? Oh, like, I don't eat pickles, but...
Like, this was, like, 2 weeks ago. Oh. Okay. So, like, I dried the pickle with a paper towel. Please don't think I'm gross. It was, like, it was okay. Like, I covered it in peanut butter, and I ate it. I only covered, like, a little piece, because I was like, if this is nasty, I don't want a whole pickle. So, I ate a little piece. It was really sour, but my peanut butter isn't sweet. It's, like, just the straight peanuts and oil.
Uh-huh.
So, it was okay, but I preferred them separately.
So, that's the moral of the story.
Yeah, just don't mix things.
Don't mix things, ever.
Unless it's like milkshake and fries.
That's no! Good.
Yes.
Ew,
I can
so
stand
good.
By that.
Yeah, okay, like, I've did never that, like, done literally that, an hour ago.
So nasty.
Man,
I've
good.
Never, I mean, I shouldn't, like, again.
Is you bad?
I shouldn't knock it until I try it, but, like, yeah. I can't try it, and it sounds gross, so I'm.
It's good.
You get that standpoint.
You get best of both worlds, salty and sweet.
Okay, I just remembered something.
What?
Okay. When I was little. This is gonna get dark. This is gonna be a little bit too serious. But when I was little, I had like mild epilepsy, which is like in itself already dark. For those of you who don't know, yeah, do you? Oh yeah, I yelled it in class. Okay,
well, I don't know.
So for those of you who don't know, epilepsy, I don't remember it because I was so young that it like just eventually went away, and I don't suffer from it anymore. But I remember my mom because. She told me, I want to say, like, less than a year ago, she told me that potatoes could, like, cause some type of, like, epileptic seizure.
It's not causing. It's, like, if you already have it, it
yes.
will exacerbate it.
There
and then
we go. That's
you
what
have
I was
something.
Looking for.
Like, if you don't have the gene and you eat potatoes, it's not going to do anything to you. They don't cause anything. They will just exacerbate it. There you go.
Yes.
Fact of the day.
Thanks.
My mom, she told me that when I was little... She would have to stop me from wanting, like, fries, that I would just start crying over French fries and being like, Mama, I want fries!
So sad.
But I couldn't have them because it was, like, it was still bad at that point.
Uh-huh.
And then it went away. And then my mom's like, you can have all the French fries you want. And here I am now. The French fry king.
Dude, wow. I love French fries with honey me mustard too. From, like, Whataburger.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Honey mustard
like Chick-fil-A.
Is the wave, Steven.
Honestly, yes. Polynesian sauce? Fuck that.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
I really like Polynesian sauce. It's, like, sweet. It's good.
It's
red. But honey mustard, sis, I
love
you.
That's the
ugh,
shit.
Love
mm-hmm.
it.
Honestly.
No,
yeah,
okay.
Is.
Honey
first
mustard
of all,
or Chick-fil-A sauce. Like, Chick-fil-A sauce is basically honey mustard.
That's true.
You
yeah.
guys are wrong. I'm sorry. You guys are wrong.
No,
Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A is
ew.
The best like
no.
sauce you can have.
It's
barbecue
good.
Sauce is kind of like the best.
Why?
No,
you
like
can
Polynesian
use barbecue sauce
over
for
barbecue.
Anything. Exactly. But you can use barbecue for everything. Exactly. Polynesian
that
is
good.
Ew, I really
no.
like Polynesian, but I prefer honey mustard.
Honey mustard.
So
over
I can see
everything.
Both of you where both of y'all are coming
Polynesian
from.
Is sweet and sour.
It's true.
Quite,
like, I remember being introduced, because I had never had anything other than barbecue sauce with any of my Chick-fil-A before.
Really?
And then, like, we went to the mall, and you got honey mustard, Sophia, and Steven got Polynesian sauce.
As I would.
And I tried both of them, like, with the chicken or the fries or whatever, and I was like, you know what? I can see this. Y'all are, love this.
You're
and
welcome.
I never got barbecue sauce again. Honey mustard.
Good. You know what? I support that movement.
Yeah. Only
that's
recently I've started to get barbecue sauce. Like, I've never been a fan. It was, like, lately. Or, like, the opposite.
I like sweet of. Barbecue sauce. Not the tangy, not the,
like
the
any.
Very smoky
yeah,
barbecue
like
sauce.
I like all of them, honestly. They're
mm-hmm.
all, like... I like a lot of flavors. Just not sour. Sour, oof. Like, other than pickles. Like, pickles are okay, but, you know, I just don't like sour things very much.
Like, those Warheads? Warheads, can go to hell. That's what I was gonna say. I hate them.
Oh, my God.
Like, even Sour Patch Kids, like, at first, when I was, like, younger, I used to hate them, because I was like, oh, my God, these are too sour. But, like, now, they're, like, fine, mm-hmm. you know? But Warheads can literally die. I hate them. They're
horrible. Like, the toxic waste ones? I've never even put one of those in my mouth, but I would die. Yeah. I would die.
That's fair. No, I just... I don't know. Sour stuff is not made for me. I just think, like, that and spicy stuff.
Don't... I love spicy stuff. Oh. I love spicy.
Oh.
No, no.
Another point of contention in this conversation.
I can only eat Takis. That's it. Takis, like,
I don't like spicy. Takis. Yeah. I just don't like them.
Takis are just salty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, but I find hot Cheetos spicier than Takis.
No.
No, honestly, they're
way milder. No. Like Takis are like midway, and then hot Cheetos are like on the low scale. The hot fries are hotter than hot Cheetos.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
hot fries. I feel the hot fries aren't that hot.
Bro. Really? They're like opposite. Yeah. Oh my God.
I was trying to follow along to this conversation as you were saying it, and then my mind just spun out of control. I still don't know what you guys are talking about.
But I don't like spicy stuff. Like, I'm with you. Like, not.
I love it. As long as, oh my God. But you know what I don't like? I don't like kimchi. Honestly,
I've never.
Maybe I've just never had good one, like a good kimchi. But like, I don't like the vinegar and the spice combination together. Cause I hate vinegar.
I hate vinegar.
So anything pickled is just not my thing. Like, I just not a fan.
What? I just thought of something. Okay, this is, I think, should we make this the last story? Because it looks like we're running out of time pretty soon.
Wait, no. Have you guys ever this yellow pickled radish?
Speaking of yellow, I'm so sorry.
It's called panmuji, and it's like a yellow pickled radish. It's disgusting. Oh my God. Like, I'm sorry if any of y'all like that, but it...
Who would like that? I've never heard that word in my life.
I don't even know how that looks like.
Okay, let me look it up for y'all. It's because it's like a yellow radish, but it tastes like vinegar, and it's also sour. It's... Oh, I don't even know.
Hold on. I encourage you at home to look this up. Sarah, what's it called again?
Tanmuji. It's like Danmuji. It looks like this. It's yellow. Like,
those look like potato chips.
If you were to put that out for me.
They're bright yellow, and they look like
that looks like pine. No, that looks like mango.
They do look starchy. They look like lemons, and mangoes had a baby, you know?
Yeah. They're like really starchy. I hate the taste so much. Anything with vinegar, salt and vinegar chips. Any, like,
yeah. Salt and vinegar, bye. No, well, no, I mean, I kind of like, it depends on my mood.
Yeah. I don't like vinegar, like, period.
Vinegar, no, so gross.
Like, you know how Five Guys, they have, like, that vinegar, just, like, vinegar?
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm. Okay, wait. Last story. I promise, and then we'll cut it off. But speaking of yellow, I found out this year, when I was in my English class, that jaundice... Y'all know what jaundice is?
Oh, yeah, it's like yellowing of the eyes, skin.
Yes, it's very common in babies when they're just born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you set them out in the sun so they don't get jaundice. I had that. Yeah.
I found out what it was because I thought it was a name of a person.
That sounds like a Miriam name. Like, hello, Miriam. Like,
I was thinking of Candace.
Candace.
Oh, my God.
Well, twin sisters, Candace and jaundice.
No.
Can you imagine that?
Jaundice.
That, it was, I'm still in shock. I thought jaundice was a name this whole time.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it kind of does sound like a name, but...
I'm so upset. Because it's, could you imagine if I had named my daughter in the future jaundice without knowing?
Sis, why would you ever name that?
I don't like that name, either way.
That's, I'm sorry. I would never name my child jaundice.
Okay.
I mean...
This is my child, narcolepsy.
No. Oh, okay, you know what? I've had enough. We're gonna head off. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this animal talk / literally
food.
Way
food animals.
Animal food and way too much information that you probably didn't need to know.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed, and I guess we'll catch you next time. Is there anything that, like, you want to say? Last regards.
No, not really. I think you, Sophia, like anything.
No, just thank you again.
Yeah.
For here.
Yes. Woo! Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for letting us speak to an audience and have, you know.
Oh Oh my god.
Power to our words.
No, but like, I'm so sorry. I talk about the most random things.
That's what makes it better.
I talk at length about these random things.
Honestly.
I rant.
It's that's fine. Good,
though. Oh my god. It gives us content. But exactly. Like, I'm sorry.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. And we hope that we will, like, be able to start some type of, like, social media account for, like,
serious business.
I was gonna say reference, but not necessarily, like, well, yeah, for the podcast, but, like, I don't know, just to have it.
For, like, recommendations or feedback that you guys yes, have.
Yes. Like, topics that we can talk about.
Future episodes, yeah. Or, like, maybe a Q&A.
We could have polls.
Oh, my gosh.
We could, like, polls. Read questions, yeah. And, like, it would be fun. Like, we could just have a thing where you guys could, like, talk to us about whatever, and we could talk about it on the little show, and yes. It would be fun.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Mm-hmm. Woo! All right, that's so fun. We will discuss that for, like, at a later date, and then
we'll let you guys know.
Yes, and then we hope to see you whenever this comes out, the Tuesday following, or whenever you're listening to this. Yeah. We hope you enjoy, and we'll see you next. Well, not see you, but we'll
talk to you.
Talk to. Woo! There we go. Talk to. We'll talk
let's
to you next.
Have a lot
week.
Of good conversations.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Bye. Have a great day, night, whatever. Goodbye.
Bye.